Good morning. My guests this morning are Lawrence Jaffe from the Sebastopol Grange and Sandra Holliday from the Bread and Puppet Theater Company. Lawrence, when will Bread and Puppet Theater come to the Grange in Sebastopol?
Bread and Puppet Theater is coming next Wednesday, October 7th at 7 p.m. at the Sebastopol Grange. And we're really excited to be bringing this piece theater with their giant puppetry and their message to the Grange. We also invited the Living Peace Wall representatives from Sebastopol. Bread and Puppets is going to be performing Fire, and this is one of their most important pieces about trying to shock America's conscience into peace. And it's been running, and they've been using this piece ever since 1967. They've been refining it. And as you know, Sebastopol has been dubbed itself Peace Town.
Yes.
With our peace wall and our peace concerts. And so the Grange is really excited to be bringing this kind of radical puppetry and theater for our local audience.
Great. Sandra, this really is quite an event for Sebastopol and for Sonoma County in general. We've been hearing about Bread and Puppet Theater, it seems like forever. And to have you guys actually performing here in Sonoma County on the 7th is very exciting. Can you give us an idea of what the show is like, what Fire is like?
Well, I think the best way to describe Fire is to use the words of Peter Schumann. He says that fire is a chapel against war, where you sit down to witness the effects of war while contemplating its opposite. And Fire is a piece that involves life-size puppets. And it's the piece that really shot the troupe to fame in the 1960s. It's a hard-hitting piece about the Vietnam War, but it really resonates today. It's life-sized puppets. There's people have masks and hands, and
yes,
it's basically showing 6 days in a Vietnamese community, followed by a bombing raid and ending with self-immolation. And I was actually talking to some people in San Francisco recently about this, and people are just saying this resonates so much now. And it's the traditional Cantatorius style, where there's chanting, it's just typical Bread and Puppet. And I would say that before there was Burning Man, there was Bread and Puppet Theater. They came out of the 1960s in New York.
Yes.
And they were in residency at Goddard College, and they went on to have this amazing place in a barn in Glover, Vermont. And it's become something of a national treasure. Bread and Puppet haven't toured the Bay Area for 14 years, so this is part of a Bay Area tour. Not only are they performing Fire in Sebastopol, they're also going to be performing Fire in Oakland on October the 6th at Omni Commons, and also in San Francisco on October the 9th at 7 o'clock at the Internet Archive. Part of the tradition of Bread and Puppet Theater is not just performances with an audience and a show, it's also community and building community. And so what they do is whenever they do a performance, they also participate in other community activities. And so one of the things that they're going to be doing in San Francisco on Sunday, October the 11th in the Tenderloin, is they're going to be doing a play with Bread and Puppet, and it's an opportunity for families and community members to come and hang out in the Tenderloin for the afternoon in the Tenderloin National Forest in San Francisco. And
great.
They'll present a cantatoria. There'll be art events with children. There'll be sewing with the Mending Library. There'll be a stew made fresh from the oven by Amara Tabor Smith.
I'm sorry to have to interrupt you, but we are running out of time. And I do want to say that tickets are selling fast already for the Sebastopol performance. So keep in mind that there are other performances available to people in Sonoma County. Thank you both. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.